Stations, here's your suggested lead. Immigration reform seems to have stalled, but has it? And if so, can it be revived? Ken Schmidt is an immigration lawyer from St. Louis and spoke with reporter Christopher Michael in 3, 2, 1. Immigration seems to be going nowhere in terms of congressional action, but can it be revived?
Well, I don't know if it's going to be revived between now and the next presidential election, but I hope something happens. I mean, all you have to do is look at the disaster of high-skilled worker visas as well as seasonal worker visas. Our seasonal worker program, which many, many of our employers rely on for roofers and for landscapers and for all kinds of seasonal work, has essentially been ended right now because of a couple of court decisions that have essentially gutted the entire program for non-agricultural seasonal workers. That is a prime example of what could have been fixed with a very simple statutory change. A sentence would have fixed that problem, and it's not like folks didn't see that coming for the last 3 or 4 years. And the high-skill workers, the type of workers that are very important to companies like Boeing in St. Louis and Monsanto in St. Louis, very important workers for a place like Cortex, where St. Louis has invested heavily in an incubator to try to take spin-off technologies from places like BJC and Washington University, technologies that we've worked hard in St. Louis to develop in the biomedical fields, to try to then capitalize on those in an incubator style. We need those high-skilled workers there. H-1B visas for those workers, there's only 65,000 of them allowed per year. This year, in April 1, when filing opened for the upcoming fiscal year, over 222,000 were filed. Very few of them are going to get even selected to go forward because we haven't addressed that issue.
Ken Schmidt, this is Christopher Michael reporting.